How Los Angeles Influences the World.
Part 1.
Celebrated for its cinema industry, this vast city also gave us Barbie, the green smoothie, Gwyneth Paltrow, and jogging. Yes, jogging.
It is often said that if California were a country, it would be the fifth biggest economy in the world right after Germany. Now consider this. About half of California's 40 million inhabitants live in Greater Los Angeles. That's a lot of money and influence for one town. A vast, centerless urban zone that was once described as 72 suburbs in search of a city, Los Angeles has always been a magnet for dreamers, eccentrics, and misfits. It's where Americans go to reinvent themselves, a place where appearance is everything and self-belief is seen as the basis of success. But California is full of young, beautiful people. So if you want to be one of the few who find fame and fortune, instead of being one of the majority waiting tables or parking cars, you need to be different in some way. It's not that most fads originate in California, but California is the great incubator of fads, says Ken Hakuta, author of How to Create Your Own Fad and Make $1 Million. People in Los Angeles are more used to acting silly than other people. You want to have the strangest thing, be doing the strangest thing. People admire that. And once enough people in Los Angeles start doing something, other places are certain to follow. A good idea can come from Des Moines, Iowa, but it's not going to be anything there. Then it'll hit Venice Beach or Westwood, LA, and go all around the country back to Des Moines, says Hakuta. Here are some of the ways in which we all, not just the people in Des Moines, have been influenced by LA.
Fast food and diet fads. Are you more Big Mac or sushi? Well, to be honest, it doesn't really matter because we have Los Angeles to thank in both cases. No, Los Angeles didn't invent sushi or the hamburger, but it certainly made them both global phenomena. McDonald's began as a single restaurant in Los Angeles's San Bernardino neighborhood in 1940, before exporting itself and the entire concept of fast food to the rest of the world. Sushi, by contrast, became extremely popular in Los Angeles in the 1970s, spreading out from the city's Little Tokyo district to become globally omnipresent within about 20 years. It was still fast food, of course, but healthier. Healthy eating is a major issue in this city. This is the home of the green smoothie, a vegetable shake that is part drink, part food, and all-around digestive time saver. The smoothie was part of a much bigger food trend that started here, veganism. For decades, vegans were a small minority of pale, low-energy bean eaters that you saw in health food shops. Then, about 15 years ago, Los Angeles chefs became interested. This was when vegan food became all sophisticated, beautiful, and aspirational. There had been many LA diet fashions before, but celebrities embraced this cuisine that was both bikini-friendly and, some thought, more ethical. Before long, the sexy new vegan juggernaut roared out of the city, probably flattening a few bean eaters on its way to conquer the young and health-conscious all over the world. So, what's next? Apparently, probiotic-infused chocolates and energy bars made from marine collagen are appearing in some of the city's supermarkets. Speaking of which, do you know where the world's first supermarket opened in 1928?
Barbies and Beach Babes. In 1959, a new child's doll came out of Los Angeles. Unlike traditional dolls, the Barbie doll represented an adult woman. She was available in two versions, blonde or brunette, and had a frankly unrealistic body shape. Among the accessories available for your Barbie in the early days was her How to Lose Weight diet book. It contained one instruction: don't eat. Approximately 1 billion Barbie dolls have been sold since, lodging the Californian ideal of beauty in the minds of countless numbers of little girls. That ideal Los Angeles woman was blonde and looked good in a bikini, because don't forget that Malibu, the capital of surf culture, is one of the city's districts. Today, the Los Angeles ideal of beauty has become a little more inclusive in terms of hair and skin color, but is just as extreme, with girls growing up to copy the look, and some wish, the lifestyle, of the Kardashians, Jenners, and other Angeleno influencers they follow on Instagram. At the same time, the popularity of their glamorous LA style has elevated the city to being the fourth fashion capital, alongside Paris, Milan, and New York. And if we weren't all born with perfect looks, Los Angeles has taught us that that is not a problem. In the 1950s, even Marilyn Monroe had a nose job and a chin implant on her journey to becoming a sex symbol and tragic female icon. In fact, cosmetic surgery was normalized here decades before it became acceptable, and increasingly expected everywhere else, as the world succumbed to the city's physical aesthetic. Okay, sure, not everyone looks or dresses like that. Lots of young people refuse that whole ideal and just dress casually. Just ask one of LA's most famous residents, Billie Eilish.